written by experts and authorities in the field, and professionally narrated for easy listening. This crash course is a valuable tool both during school and when preparing for the USMLE, or if you're simply interested in the subject of human anatomy. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical medical school human anatomy course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master the course. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There is a Q&A and a key takeaway section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Also included is a comprehensive test containing the top 100 most commonly tested questions in human anatomy with the correct answers. To get the most out of this course, we recommend that you listen to the entire audio once while taking notes, then go back and listen to areas you had difficulties with. AudioLearn's medical school crash courses support your studies, help with USMLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school human anatomy course. In this course, we'll cover the following topics: Introduction to Anatomy, Organization of the Human Body, Skin and Body Membranes, Skeletal System, Muscular System, Nervous System, Special Senses, Endocrine System, Blood and the Circulatory System, Respiratory System, Digestive System, Urinary System, and the Reproductive System. Now, let's get started. The heart is located in the thoracic cavity in front of the lungs. The right and left lung flank the heart on either side. The bottom of the heart rests on the diaphragm, with the pointed apex pointing toward the left hip. The top of the heart, where the major blood vessels arise, points slightly towards the right shoulder. The heart is roughly the size of a fist and is cone-shaped. The overall weight of the heart is less than a pound. B. Coverings and wall. The external surface or covering of the heart is made up of a double serous membrane, which includes the visceral pericardium and the epicardium. This tissue surrounds the entire heart. At the apex of the heart, the epicardium is continuous with the parietal pericardium, which is reinforced by dense connective tissue. This tissue is dense for protection and helps securely attach the heart to the surrounding structures. Both these pericardium layers secrete a lubricating serous fluid, which allows the heart to beat in a frictionless environment. The heart wall is made up of three layers: the epicardium, which was discussed previously, the myocardium, and the endocardium. The myocardium consists of thick bundles of cardiac muscle configured into ring-like arrangements. This layer is responsible for the contractions of the heart. The endocardium is a fibrous connective tissue that lines the heart chamber. The 12 pairs of cranial nerves primarily serve the head and neck. Only one pair, the vagus nerves, extend to the thoracic cavity. The olfactory nerves arise from the olfactory receptors in the nasal mucosa and carry impulses for the sense of smell. Optic nerves arise from the retina of the eye and carry impulses for vision. Oculomotor nerves run from the midbrain to the eye and supply motor impulses that direct the eyeball, eyelid, and the manipulation of the lens and pupil within the eye. The trochlear nerve runs from the midbrain to the eye and supplies for one external eye muscle. Trigeminal nerve fibers emerge from the pons and form three divisions that run to the face. These conduct sensory impulses from the skin of the face and mucosa of the nose and mouth and initiate the chewing motion. The abducens fibers run from the pons to the eye and supply motor impulses to the lateral rectus muscle, which rolls the eye laterally. The facial nerves run from the pons to the face and activate the muscles of facial expression and the lacrimal and salivary glands. The vestibulocochlear nerve fibers run from the inner ear to the brainstem and transmit impulses for the sense of balance and hearing.